Former President Bill Clinton is out of surgery and said to be resting comfortably after undergoing 4 hours of coronary bypass surgery today at New York Presbyterian Hospital in Upper Manhattan. At a press conference after the procedure, lead surgeon Dr. Craig Smith gave this assessment of the operation.
Starting this morning around 8 o'clock, he had a relatively routine quadruple bypass operation. We left the operating room around noon, and he is recovering normally at this point.
The surgery comes 3 days after the former president checked into the hospital after complaining of chest pains. Joining us from New York Presbyterian is NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, tell us about the procedure and the president's condition.
Well, as Dr. Smith said, it was, as these things go, pretty routine. But they did have to install bypass grafts to bring new blood flow to the area served by all of his major coronary artery branches. So, and the other thing they said that was pretty interesting is that the blockages were blocked more than 90% of the interior diameter of those coronary arteries. So he was really in danger of an imminent heart attack. He was on the verge of something pretty devastating.
And when you speak of blockages with all of the arteries, hence the quadruple bypass.
That's right. There are sort of three main coronary arteries and one of them in the front branches. So they did four bypasses.
What's his prognosis?
It is said to be very good. First of all, he's 58, which is on the young side. He, and most importantly, has no evidence of heart damage, heart muscle damage from, say, a previous heart attack. Many people have heart attacks that are so-called silent, and so you worry about whether somebody with such extensive coronary artery disease might have suffered a silent heart attack. He apparently has not, so his heart is in good shape now, fortunately. He exercises pretty regularly. He has lately been dieting, although they warned that he's going to have to do a more stringent job with diet, both salt restriction and low fat. But with those and with aggressive therapy with cholesterol-lowering drugs, very aggressive, his cardiologist here said, he should expect to live a normal lifespan, they said.
Take us back here a bit. As you say, there was no heart attack, not even a quiet heart attack, but a few days ago, the president complained of chest pains.
Yes, actually, the problem had been brewing for some time. Interestingly, the cardiologist said that Mr. Clinton had complained of shortness of breath while he was jogging or running for several months now, but he attributed that to an irregular exercise schedule. He kept getting interrupted and he wasn't running regularly. He thought, well, he was just out of shape. He also attributed the chest pain that he was having, apparently it was fairly mild chest pain, but it was on exertion, to a heartburn. He had acid reflux, and so he thought, well, that's what that is. Until last Thursday, when he suffered something new, namely 15 or 20 minutes of moderate chest pain or while he was resting. And that hadn't happened before, and he got a little bit alarmed, went to the doctor, and lo and behold, 90% plus blockage in all of his main arteries. And that's pretty typical. Many heart patients do not suffer any really ominous symptoms or easy-to-interpret symptoms until their arteries are pretty blocked.
Oh, well, last question, the one that the people in politics are all interested in. Will he be fit enough to return to the campaign trail for this election on behalf of Senator Kerry or other Democrats?
They were very cagey about that. They say, we'll have to individualize our advice, and they said, this is no ordinary recovering heart surgery patient. So they didn't really promise one way or the other. I suspect we'll see him out there to a limited degree.
NPR's Richard Knox speaking to us from New York Presbyterian Hospital. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.